Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won. The port is near. The bells I hear, the people all exulting, while follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. That doesn't rhyme, Walt Whitman. Queen, eat my cooter. That's the way that ended.
I can't believe you did that when we have a guest. The one episode where a Below Deck where we have a guest and you just did some pretentious poem.
The episode was called Oh Captain, My Captain. And it's not a pretentious poem. It's a very famous poem by Walt Whitman.
Y'all, this
who was a big fag.
This is Below Deck. And speaking of just a lot of fags, we got three of them here today because it's me, it's Poodle, and Hollywood Leon from Everyone is Terrible.
Welcome, Leon. Sorry. Should we call you by your Christian name, Hollywood?
Matt said the same thing on my show.
Oh,
Leon is fine.
You stole that from me, you bitch. Anyway, I apologize to everyone who did not get to hear Leon because they just turned me off because they thought, "What the fuck is this bitch on?" Anyway. But
you're on a very long flight.
I just got off a six-hour flight from New York. So.
This has been a long time in the making, Leon, because you and I go back way back in AfterBuzz days, RIP. Right? It's gone, right?
Oh, it's so gone, girl. It's gone, girl.
It's gone. It's gone, girl, but the demise was not as interesting as Gone Girl.
Exactly.
No,
did you hear Maria Menounos is pregnant?
What? Look at her. Good for her. With his baby?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just making sure after this Sandoval thing and everybody's talking, who knows who's fucking who?
Everyone is terrible.
Everyone is terrible. I've said that for years, and I'm so glad someone agrees with me.
when I coined it, everybody was like, I agree with this. Good job. And I'm like, all right.
It's true.
There are probably some people who said, that's really, really negative. I'm like, look around. Everyone is terrible.
Oh, Gigi from Shaws of Sunset, her manager had the nerve to email me, go, why would I want my client to be on a show called Everyone is Terrible? I said, if we were on Bravo right now, I would say, cue the montage of Gigi fighting and attacking everybody.
Has he met her?
That's what I said. I'm like, come on.
This is kind of shitty, like gossipy shit, but she was in the green room at the Crappies, basically asking, because she presented something, she was asking, like, so how long do I have to be here?
Golnessa. The Loch Ness Monster, Golnessa.
Golnessa.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because for Bravo, we just do Below Deck. We don't even do Summer House anymore because we couldn't do it anymore.
Oh,
but are you
watching this season of Summer House?
You do. What do you do? You do almost all things Bravo, basically. What are you doing?
I do all
right
things
now?
Bravo. I don't do Summer House just because I don't know how anyone can watch the show if you're over 30.
Thank you.
Like, I feel stupid watching this, and I feel like I could be doing something better with my time. I'd rather watch middle-aged women fight. That's my niche.
I think that's a much better spectator sport. I think about Summer House, and you need to be under 30, or you need to be trying to relive something of your 20s and early 30s. My other problem is the new people don't fucking care. Like, they're there. They're not even there to make friendships. They're there to get screen time.
Yeah.
And cause chaos. And
the old cast members don't want to be there.
Right. Oh, like Lindsay and Carl don't want to be there. They're just trying to hawk their new reality show. Lindsay loves Carl.
Oh my God.
I'm just thinking that would be what it was.
They're all terrible people. I can't watch it.
Now, Amanda looks
more like a hoodie than I've ever seen this year. That's just like an old college hoodie.
We are going to talk about Below Deck, but let's be honest, y'all. It was kind of a boring finale. Jake had to educate me because I don't know anything about Vanderpump Rules. So he had to educate me on all the drama. Like, you get guests on your show. Have you had anybody spill tea on your show about all this drama?
Well, I just did a little mini episode on the Scandoval, and I covered the Real Housewives of Miami, which is fabulous. But I haven't watched Vanderpump Rules for years, but of course I had to jump on the bandwagon because I know all of them. They all know me. I hate them. They hate me. I'm blocked on every account that Jax has ever created.
Oh, he literally has. For a while there, he was just creating account after account. There's a Twitter account called Blocked by Jax.
I'm friends with them. No, I love Ariana. I'm team Ariana no matter what. Like, team Ariana for sure. Lovely. But I was just saying, like, they've all slept with each other. Like, they've all seen each other's butt cracks and cocks and pussies and everything. It's like, what's the big deal? I understand, like, everyone's really gung-ho and up in arms. But what I'm most mad at is that, like, now we have to start watching Vanderpump Rules again. That's what I'm really mad
about. Well, I watched it, like, the first season, and then I just had to stop because everyone was just so shallow. But it wasn't even really funny. They were so obviously out to be reality stars and trying to parlay it into actual acting.
It's one of those shows that it's like, I don't know how it took off, but it got a life of its own, and like everyone that even worked on it was just like, we had no idea this was going to become a thing. Like, we all thought this was going to just die and we were all going to be embarrassed. And now it's just like embarrassing.
And now they are.
Wow.
They have no shame anymore.
They have money. They have brand deals. They have fucking books and everything. It's like they've, you know, Raquel is now the star of the damn show. She's Stassi now. All she had to do was, like, you know, have an affair.
It's true. And change her name from Rachel to Raquel.
True. And she had to date James Kennedy, and that was work right there. She put in the work.
That is a horse face you don't forget.
Oh, man.
Maybe he has a nice dick.
I wonder about that, because sometimes, you know, when they're really skinny, it's like...
That's true.
I agree, but there's proportional elements in his face that say average at best.
Lala would have told us if he was like a horse hung cowboy.
She would have.
You know what I mean?
7 minutes in and we're into dick talk, y'all. This is what you live for. Now, so okay, just because I want our sissies to know. Below Deck, obviously all the housewives. And do you do anything else off of Bravo or just Bravo?
I honestly just do all the terrible things and people we see on TV. I do terrible TV recommendations. But it's mostly just like iconic TV and Real Housewives.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's cool. Have you seen, when I hear the phrase terrible TV, I think of MILF Manor, which Maddie watches.
You recommended it on my show.
I'm sorry, he sullied your like filth palace with even worse trash.
Man, that one is just, I mean, I thought.
Finale just aired. I haven't watched it yet.
It's just too dark. Like, it's too dark for me.
Man, half of those guys are gay. I've seen one of them on Grindr. I'm like, these guys aren't straight. Especially
like,
that one.
I saw a pic of your hole.
That's true. It's true. It's not good.
I a picture of mine. So
what? Is there a terrible show that you secretly like right now that you're watching?
Ooh, God. Well, you know, like I was talking a lot of shit about Real Houses of New Jersey because it's like the same hamster wheel all over again.
Yeah.
You know, Melissa fighting with Teresa and Joe and her not getting along. But I have to say I'm kind of sucked back in because there's some newbies and it's very New Jersey. It's very branded, you know, the fucking Garden State. Mm-hmm. Quarrels they have. So I'm down with it again. I was kind of acting like I wasn't gonna watch it, but
yeah,
I'm kind of sucked right back into New Jersey. So I said I wasn't gonna just be sucked up into Bravo again, but it's sucking me up again.
Trash like us. That's yeah. We're all just garbage.
I used to watch I used admit it. I used to watch New Jersey in the early days where I was there for Prostitution Whore and the Flipping of the Table. And I was there for Caroline Manzo's sons and wanting to open a salami store.
Yeah, I mean, that was all like when Bravo was amazing. There yes. was no like rules yet. It was just yeah. like a free-flowing spirit.
Right.
Yes.
Now it's yeah. become its own entity and demon. Yeah.
Yes,
no, it's
Bravo
it's
Con.
True.
Yeah.
And there's like a spawn. There is a whole religion that worships these demons.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
and we're true. Contributing to it.
Burn That's it all good. Down.
You know what? Below Deck, though, it's the formula that works. That's why they do different parts of the world and different like ports and everything, because it's the formula that's working. It's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You keep these key people, but you replace everybody else. And it's just like a fresh yeah. thing.
It's going to keep going forever.
And this was a great season. No, it was a bad finale, but a great season.
Well, unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to Camille way too early because she would have rained down hellfire the
she
whole
was the show.
Season. She was the show.
She was the show. All right. We're going to jump into all of that. But real quick, before we do that, Sissies, we know that you care about this because we care about it too. If you're in the Facebook group, you probably noticed that our moderator, Jordana, posted a post about kind of just basically the attack on drag that's happening in our country right now.
And drag queens.
And drag queens. And so I saw that RuPaul's Drag Race has joined forces with the ACLU, and they've created the Drag Defense Fund, and they're actually even doing a like, telethon with all these fucking drag queens. They're doing it as a moment.
Digital telethons.
I know. I'm going to watch. They're doing it as a digital worldwide moment to raise money for the Drag Defense Fund. And to support that, we're going to be watching, but also to support that in the Facebook group, you can go to Jordana's post and you can click on the link and you can give money to the Drag Defense Fund as well.
This is already much better than fucking Jerry Lewis.
I love a telethon.
Me too.
Me
I love three. To I love to watch the people on the phones, which I don't even think that's even possible anymore. Like everyone's on cell phones.
We'll post on our Instagram too, and in our Linktree, whatever you want to call it, we'll put a little link where you can donate to that as well. So anyways.
I commend you. Kudos to that because yeah. There's such an underlining hate message that it's really not about drag. It's really not about the queens. It's just the target.
Yep.
It's all the hate that's spewing underneath the division of our country.
Yeah.
We're just not headed in the right direction. So I think we should turn that around. So go donate.
Amen. And it's the next they aim their something at a different target. And it's the same hate behind it. It's the same. These people are more marginalized. Oh, these people are more marginalized. Let's go for that. So it's you're right. It's the exact same emotion behind it.
Yep.
Every single time. Fuck y'all.
Everyone is terrible.
Everyone.
it's the best title, Leon, you could have thought of. It's so appropriate.
Shot every time you hear the word terrible. I'm just kidding. You'll be too drunk to walk after that.
That's kind of our listeners. So I already prepped Leon and told him that Jake and I will be teabagging him today.
All right. Then if you're prepped, I will not be gentle. We're just
I'm ready to go.
There you go.
I think we're all gaping. Prepped here. Gaping. Oh my God. Okay, so
this is already gotten filthy.
I knew that y'all would be really good friends. I knew you would be.
Someone just heard gaping and their toddler in the back went, gaping.
Or their husband went, honey, this is too much.
This is too much.
This is where I got to turn this.
We won't say gaping anymore. We won't say gaping.
Oh, please. Please, the shit poodle says on this show.
It's fine.
Okay, so let's go teabags. Poodle, do you have a teabag? Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
I want to start by jumping in to say that on the last day of the charter, Katie finally realized Ross was a fuckboy.
He's only been making you look stupid for 2 months straight on national TV.
He's only spent 16 episodes making you look like the female version of a cuckold constantly. And I just want to say her words were, at this point, I know who Ross is, and I'm going to take it for what it is for the next 12 hours. I just screamed. I screamed out in the Delta Lounge and went, well, that's a spine. Good. Is this our go girl moment?
You know what, though? It took her a minute because I've been feeling bad for her for
me
weeks.
Too.
And then she went on Watch What Happens Live, and Kate Chastain was the other guest.
I saw it, yeah. It was amazing.
And she was so intimidated by Kate's presence. And Kate has a very, you know, she makes her facial expressions, so she was just questioning herself. She's deeply insecure, and I felt terrible for her. She wasn't painted in the nicest light on the show, and it just came across everywhere else.
She came across as a fool, unfortunately, and I don't think... She's just very Miami. Her makeup is totally 2004.
Makeup at the dinner Miami. Was bad. Yeah,
she's
it's not Miami.
Lauderdale girl. She is for motherfucking Lauderdale. She ain't Miami. Miami is exotic beauty, and that is nothing like Katie.
That's true.
That is very true.
I just thought, I don't think she didn't make a strong enough kind of impression to be hired back again. So I think y'all we'll just say goodbye to Katie because I doubt she'll be on. She wasn't as cuckoo crazy as Riley, and she wasn't as kind of good at her job like someone like Malia would be. And so I think we're going to have to say bye.
Even when Tony was like, she's bossing me around, I'm like, we haven't even seen that. We haven't seen anything from her.
Who?
When Tony was like, she keeps bossing me around and telling me what to do, I'm like, we don't see any of that. All we see is her crying over Ross and like looking dumb.
That's very true.
It was true.
Kind of like, what?
What's your next teabag, Maddie?
Or Leon, do you have a tea? Or I can go, whatever.
Go, baby.
Okay, so my next teabag is, what do we think of... Is there something wrong with me that I'm attracted to Mr. Olympia?
I don't think that kind of big muscles are hot, but that's just me.
It depends on the day of the week. Yeah. It depends. Have I had breakfast?
If on Monday you have stronger choices, and by Friday you're gaping and you're just whatever.
It is like fucking an ice sculpture when they're that big.
That's a good way to put it. And to me, there's not a lot of, I'm doing this with my shoulders, that kind of shows there's not a lot of, they're not very lithe. they just feel like big blocks of like.
Man meat,
yeah.
Man, wow. But give
Don't
me
get
that.
Me wrong. It's still fun though.
Give me that delicatessen. but again, I kind of thought they had these like, they all look like professional wrestlers, and we thought they were going to be these like really just high maintenance aggro guests, and they were just Fraser. I think would have been in a bukkake with all these people. He was
they
in
were
love.
Sweet as pie. They were so sweet,
and they're like, "Oh, we don't want to impose. saying things like, "Sure, can I throw this drink away for you?" It was basically that.
I'm surprised it was like, no, like, okay, I want a protein shake, egg whites in the morning.
No.
Like, nothing.
They were all so happy to be there.
They were eating a lot of carbs, too.
Yeah, Rachel's like, I'm serving you 6 courses of pasta.
And French toast.
Y'all, I have to say, Rachel has pronounced things wrong throughout her career. I have not heard one as bad as pappardelle.
I know. I was thinking, I'm like, how do you not say pappardelle? Pappardelle.
Pappardelle, the secret, the sequel to Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
Hello Dolly on poppers. Pappardelle.
You know what it is? She's burnt out and she hasn't had a drink this entire time. And you know, Rachel, when she drinks, she's like crazy.
That's
exactly
what
I was
going to
talk about too. Rachel's done, right?
She was so burnt out. I think they probably re-edited these last few episodes to kind of explain why we will never, ever see her again on television. Because, y'all, it wasn't that she came for stars of reality television. It was that she came for PR and posted it.
Oh, my God. She came for Bravo.
She came for Bravo Network.
Called out, what's his face from Southern Charm.
Austin Kroll. Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, bitch, I don't fucking know you. Don't act like you know me. So she kind of came after them hard. But then this show happened. So maybe it was all way before and I'm just bad on my timeline. But
It was before. I think she's been having problems. I think she's been having she didn't seem right the last half of the season. Yeah. She just haven't had a drink.
She was way more on point last season.
Yeah.
I do love her, though. But, yeah, even Sandy was like, dude, what's going on with you? Like, I had to pull you aside and tell you to hurry up.
You know, why would you
want to do 10 fucking courses when you can just cook 2 big meals?
It's exactly. True. How this is not a teabag per se, but how were you glad to see Captain Sandy on this season of Below Deck?
Usually I'm like, oh, God. But you know what, though? Sandy brought it this season. Not only did she, you know, bail Captain Lee out, who was not ready to come back, by the way.
He was not.
Still limping and gimping. I'm like, why are you back?
Oh.
I found out why. He had to come back because Sandy would have left anyway because Leah was having surgery.
This is tea.
See, Lee and people tell Lee and stuff. They don't tell us stuff.
Captain that Lee, is, I saw him her at girlfriend, Bobocon, by the way. Yeah. And he was walking around like a normal person and everything. So that's why when I was like, when he came back, I was like, he wasn't ready to come back. And then I went on Twitter and Sandy tweeted everything. She was like, well, I would have left either way because like Leah was having surgery and there was like an end date. So he came back to fulfill his contract, but he didn't come back because he was better.
Yeah.
Per se.
It didn't seem like he wasn't at full strength by any means.
No, he still had the little walker and the crutch thing. Yeah. And when I saw him at BravoCon, all he had was his bride.
Yeah. his wife. Yeah.
How was BravoCon?
So BravoCon, Captain Lee and his wife were walking around the entire time, like without handlers or anything, because I feel like people respect them enough to not mob them.
Yeah.
But I saw him talking to Jake from State Farm and I was like, oh, look, that's so
weird.
Fucking powerhouse duel right there, man.
That is so strange.
And Jake from State Farm, so hot. Can get it.
He really is.
He's real hot. He's pretty buff.
Really hot. And he's really nice. And he has a wife, too. Like, I was just like,
what was he doing at BravoCon?
I don't know, but he had a huge fucking partition of a stage of not like one or two, like several photo ops. Like,
Isn't it interesting that he has literally made a career off of delivering a somewhat competent response to someone on the phone on television?
And he wasn't even the original Jake Farm State guy. That's what I'm like. The luck.
Yeah, they replaced him. Yeah, he subbed in.
Some people have really struck fucking gold out here, and then some people just have just stepped in a big pile of crap.
And then some people are doing a podcast at 9 p.m. at night.
after a cross country flight.
It's a different sidewalk.
Different sidewalk. Anything else? Any like hot messes from BravoCon? Or we didn't go to any, so we don't know anything.
BravoCon was just, it was a lot. Literally, we had just wrapped Beverly Hills, so it was heightened. There was a fucking stampede at one point at BravoCon because the Beverly Hills ladies, like, everybody wanted to be in that room. Everyone wanted to hear the panel. Everyone wanted to see Rena and Kyle and everybody.
Yeah.
And so people lined up for hours missing all this BravoCon because they wanted to be first in lines. And then when it came down to like let people in line, people bum rush security and people just started lifting the curtain and running underneath and going into the ballroom.
It was bedlam.
Oh, it was bad. It was like Bravo on steroids. People were like going crazy. Like even just like the fact that I know Lisa Rinna is a monster and a bully, but like this is like her area, her safe zone. This is BravoCon. And she was booed when she came out. And I was like, wow. No, this is a TV show. Everybody calm the F down.
That's the thing. We need heroes and we need villains, and they need to be super black and white. And that's why I think things have gotten a little crazy. I think we need, it's like.
We just need to reel it back in. You guys, it's a show.
It's
entertainment.
If you don't think I'm off here, go to Reddit. Go to Reddit and read what some Redditors think about this show. They treat it as if it is 48 hours.
They really do. They really
They're treating it like it is what is exactly happening. I hate her. How could anyone think that this person's a good person? I think she's a she's a good person. She's a terrible person.
If they're on TV, they're bad people. If they're doing reality TV, like, they're already fucked. You know what I mean? It's like, don't hold your expectations so high.
We have an interview that's going to air next week at this time with Haley from Below Deck. And she's like one of the few people. She would probably say, oh, I'm a very bad person. she would probably say that. But she's a really kind person. We had a really good time interviewing her. So y'all look for that.
Yes, her. And she brought her friend, John, the super gay guy from the pageant trip of the charter of Below Deck. All the pageant queens. Remember the one gay guy?
Oh, yes.
So she was staying with him in West Hollywood. And they both came and sat on my couch in the apartment.
She's like, I'm like a gay magnet. I basically pulled him to my boobs.
And we had a great time. I put out like these nice hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. And then I went, I bet they're a little trashy. So I'm just going to put out a bowl of Fritos. They ate all those goddamn Fritos.
I'm living.
They were lovely. She was wonderful.
It was a good
You didn't tell me she came over. That's so cool.
I just said she like actually, because you know how some people when they ask you to podcast, they don't get it that it's all remote now. And so there's some people that are like, oh, I'm in town. And I'm like, okay, so you're going to, and then they're like, no, I want to do this in person. And you go, I got to clean my bathroom.
You're like, I don't have a studio anymore, honey. It's not like back in the day.
It's like any Hollywood actor that's like, I don't know how to work a phone. They're so dumb. A lot of they know nothing about anything. And they're like, wait, are we recording? But that's not how she was. But sometimes you'll get someone and they're like, how do I Zoom? Where's my assistant? Help me, Zoom.
Or when you do the interview, they're trying to do it on their phone. And you're like, come on. Anyway.
You know what? It happens. Remember Pig Royalty, like Tyler, he zoomed from his car on the phone.
That was some tragic mess. We talked to Michelle and her mother. They had a backdrop and everything. They went for it.
They did.
I don't understand what happened with that because, I interviewed Tyler the first season and then second season came around and I really tried to involve myself more and kind of interview all of them and kind of get a nice perspective. And Discovery was really kind of weird with me. And I'm like, why are you guys being so weird with me? I've already had Tyler on. You know what the show's about. It's tongue in cheek. Why is everyone so threatened?
They knew
it was going to be canceled.
A lot of them knew that. And a lot of them were, Tyler was causing shit behind the scenes.
He was.
They did not want anything to do with him. So if you know,
he told me, he goes, if I do this show, I'm not going to be on pig royalty anymore, so I can't come on your show. And I'm like, the show's not going to
I think he's not going to show because I knew it was canceled. Also, I think he was doing a lot of other things.
Yeah, he just was.
And it wasn't Poppers, but probably that too.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying I wasn't the bad guy in the situation. And
just you're never the bad guy. You're just a shit stirrer.
Exactly. I'm like,
can we?
It's a spoon, not a knife.
I'm stealing that, bitch. Can I say, I was appalled by this fact that Ross shared. When we would go on family vacations, we would just bring everything to the airport. We wouldn't know where we were going. We would just decide at the airport.
Psycho.
I got so much anxiety. This is not this is not a safe. This is what are your chill I can't. So much anxiety.
Anxiety? Like what? That doesn't sound.
Do they sleep in the street? You don't have accommodations.
Do you know how expensive it is to show up at the airport and just buy a trip to Morocco when you don't know you're going?
They would be like, that's a red flag. We're going to flag you.
I will say this. When I was traveling in my 20s, I did stay in hostels. And sometimes you would find like British and Australian families traveling and they would stay in fucking hostels.
And take over the whole room with their kids.
And take over the whole room.
Fucking
so
rude.
They probably did that. But y'all, if you're past your 20s, don't stay in hostels. Don't do that to yourself.
Love yourself and get
yourself more to pay than you deserve more than a hostel.
Love yourself and pay the extra money. Don't fly Spirit unless you want to become a spirit. Hold on, you guys. When we were talking about Captain Sandy, I did not finish what I wanted to say about her, and it just came back. So I just want to say that she got kind of a bad rap because she does do the whole micromanager thing. And I feel like in past seasons, there's been some instances where I would have been like, all right, we fucking get it, Captain Sandy. But I feel like this season in particular, she really showed her leadership in a constructive manner that we actually got to see the result of that.
No,
like the way she managed in, she cleaned Frazier, house. And then he came out an actual good stew at the end.
She did. She said it in the worst possible way. That is her superpower.
I hate that you're right, but you're right, Leon.
Listen.
But it's because he came for her.
He did.
And you know gays and lesbians.
That's what I said.
Mortal enemies. Mortal. Even though I love lesbians and have tried to be one several times, I think I'm an outlier.
No, he came for her, so she was like, you know what? Fuck
came
you.
For her.
Fuck
yeah.
You. But we're on TV, so not all the way. She's like, fuck you a little bit. But well, since we're on TV, I'm going to turn it around.
And the whole Alyssa thing, when Alyssa said, well, you just got here. So it's like, I don't know if you know how things. And Sandy was like, that kind of stuck in her craw. And then Sandy just was finding a way to get her out. What Sandy did is right. Casting errors. Now, unfortunately, Camille was gone. That was sad. But having she basically made Frazier better in not a good way. Alyssa should have never been on that boat. She doesn't even cause fun drama. She caused awful drama.
She's insufferable.
Yeah, it's because there's a big difference between someone like Riley, who was loud. Kind of and like was jumping off the boat and was fucking like fighting with people all the time. I fucking loved her. She was just a chaos agent.
She's her dad.
Yeah. Or Alyssa, who was good at her job, but was passive aggressive and no one. And it wasn't funny. It made you feel gross.
If you're going to be passive aggressive, at least be funny like Kate Chastain and like,
yes,
make us laugh at the end. You know, like RuPaul always says, just make me laugh. It's a very simple rule, but it goes like in all aspects. It's the only rule that I have on my fucking show. I always say, I'm just like RuPaul, bitch. I don't care what you say. Just make me motherfucking laugh. Just make me laugh.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Just laugh.
I agree with that.
I agree in my hole.
I agree. Wow. Okay. On that, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back, y'all. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. All right, y'all, we are back. All right, Leon, take the condom off, put it on. I don't know what you want to do. It's your turn. What's your teabag?
Okay, so you know how we had to watch this season, we had to endure and we had to empathize with poor Tony being on the bottom bunk while Ben was plowing Camille on top of him.
Rabbit fucking her, yeah.
Yeah.
I just found out he wasn't the only victim. Yes. Tyler was on Watch What Happens Live with Haley, and he said yes. That he had to hear Katie and Ross have sex.
Tony had to hear it.
No, Tyler.
Oh, Tyler had to hear it.
Tyler had to hear Ross and Katie having sex above him. And then Andy Cohen was like, well, what was that like? And he goes, honestly, like, I didn't really hear anything. I just knew they were doing it. So maybe it wasn't that good of the sex. Which is kind of funny because they were both like, Haley was like, I didn't know that Ross was a sex addict. And Tyler was like, oh, I could tell. Plus, I heard him have sex with Katie.
I think he's going to really come out of his shell. I wouldn't be surprised if they had him on another season after he had kind of wised up and went to West Hollywood and danced on a box.
Oh, yeah. Especially he was just on Watch What Happens Live. Andy Cohen was giving him the little look, asking him if him and Frasier had ever hooked up.
Oh, come on.
Tyler was like, no, we didn't hook up. I had a boyfriend, but... He's like, I did feel a little tension between me and Frasier.
Really?
Really?
I'm like, what are you guys going to do, rub butts together?
I think Frasier's a top.
We think that Taylor that Frasier is a blouse, a feminine top.
Ooh. Well, come top me, Frasier. Come let me know. Come show me the way.
I do have to say that I want to talk about when Frasier said, going forward, I will never judge a book by its cover again. Said no gay man ever. How long did that last?
I'm like, honey, that's what we do best is judge.
That's your superpower.
And you're gay and British. You have to.
Can you imagine
if he felt so grown up because he was like, I have learned how to be a chief's too. So he was like, maybe I won't be judgmental anymore.
No.
Kate Chastain never gave a single thought to not being a judgmental bitch on any season, and she still did good work.
That's true.
Boy.
That's very true.
He's never seen a Kate Chastain season. And
I'm not.
That's how you know how it's done. When she... The thing about... I think what a lot of people think Chief Stews are is like, I worship her. I think they think that they're Miss Congeniality all the time. No, they're sometimes direct and they present things and in a kind way. You can tell Kate sometimes is kind of looking at them and going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, behind her eyes. And I love that about her.
Oh, there was so many times she did that. Are you kidding me? That was like her entire brand was subliminal messaging.
Yeah. And rocket ships.
Probably my most popular episode ever on Everyone is Terrible is my episode with Kate Chastain.
That's right.
And I had to edit it now because she told me things that she had a glass of wine and she told me a bunch of stuff that I had to like later edit. And she like made sure because that bitch even signed up to my Patreon because she was like, bitch, I'm going to see if I can trust you. And I was like, I promise I will edit it out. And I did because I didn't want to get her in trouble.
Yeah, I don't ever want to. We always say we do like super softball interviews. We're not Barbara Walters. We're here to like
have fun. It's a television show.
I say it all the time. I don't understand why people are so scared of me in the PR world. I think it started with AfterBuzz in that because I was starting to create a name there. And that's where me and Maddie go back, and you'll have to do a deep dive on that. But I think they were grooming us in a way to be like these Perez Hilton kind of
muckrakers,
hot stir people.
And I don't know if it's AfterBuzz had a reputation of that. I think a bit, yeah.
And I think it still followed me around for a little bit. I think I'm finally breaking free of it because, like, Everyone is Terrible. Yes, Everyone is Terrible, but like with love, come on my show. It's like not that bad. Come on.
Yeah, I think. What's your next teabag?
Oh,
Maddie?
My next one is speaking of subliminal messaging. God, how magic is Camille's pussy? Because why is fucking Ben still fawning over? Literally, Leanne is all but just throwing herself. Leanne looks like me at 2:15 on Santa Monica Boulevard. Just throwing myself at any top,
pathetic.
Just saying, someone love me or ravage me. One of the two.
It's especially
we were literally in a private cabin and didn't have sex.
What was that? Everyone. And he's like, I feel bad because it's Camille. I'm going to see if it works out with Camille. I'm like, she hasn't even thought about you in days. The one time she thinks about you is when she texts you, hey, man, I can barely talk to you right now because my favorite Camille thing.
And you're lucky that I text you. You're lucky.
You're like, you're getting the best of me right now. And then she says, he's like, what about when I'm in Australia? And she's like, I don't have the mental capacity to think about that right now. That is the most Camille thing I've ever heard. Which is why I love her. Granted, she's a terrible person, but I want to see her on many other reality shows. She'd be so good on Perfect Match. So good.
Camille is just that girl. We all grew up with her.
Oh, yeah. She's that girl.
She beat us up.
She smoked cigarettes, and she lived in the trailer park.
But I wanted to be her.
But she wanted to get out of that trailer park because she thought she didn't deserve to be there.
Camille. Do you, Leanne, have you seen Perfect Match, the show on, it's like takes Love is Blind Rejects and it's a Netflix show.
Yes. I've seen it on there and I know it's starting to become the new Love is Blind, but I just refuse to get sucked up.
No, it basically is like, give me your tired, you're poor. It's like give us the losers. But although Francesca was on it and she won her villain card very well from Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah. I'm on the first episode. I just started because we're going to talk about it at the end of this week, and I'm not impressed yet. But everybody says it gets better.
Oh, you have to get to like about episode 3 or 4, and then shit starts happening. Can I talk about the fact that we were edged for a almost like Captain Sandy edging to Mariska Hargitay on Law and Order SVU. We were edged to get a coming out from Tyler to his mom for several episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then his mom just goes, I'm at Granny's. So
that's the way I took it. Like, she's like, your grandmother won't take this well. Shut the fuck up.
She's like, I'm at Granny's. We don't want her to die.
I'm at Granny's. Ixnay on the Agfe talk.
But you know what, though? It was kind of like a false hope, because it kind of was also perceived on the show as in like, honey, I already think I know what it is, and don't worry about it. Like, I'm going to love you no matter what. Like, it's all good. But then on Watch What Happens Live, he's like, it did not come out that good.
And really?
Yeah, he said she did not take it well, and that they've been working on it, and she's much better. But he literally grew up in like a Hobuck town of like 10 people.
Yeah.
2 hours south of South Africa. So it's like, I don't know what
that I have a feeling from hearing that, I have a feeling they probably tried to get him to do something on camera and they tried to make it work. And he basically said, this is not going to work right now. Or something like that. I probably had something to do with like, because Bravo loves to capitalize on shit like that.
Absolutely. You think he was just randomly going to his room to call his mom to say I'm gay, like out of nowhere?
Hey, mom, guess what?
The producer going, bitch, it's the last episode. Go.
They're like, Camille left and we need something. Get in there, you twink.
Seriously, like, we don't have anything right now. Like, even Ross is on his best behavior.
Like, we just did a bodybuilding contest and it was stupid.
How many shots do you need, you little queen?
By the way, I get it. They have to. I get uncomfortable by the shit the deck, or the shit the crew has to. This making people do a bodybuilding. I mean, I enjoyed it because the men were. I mean, forget how ripped Ross is. He really is just like.
But he's
incredibly ripped.
He's still in the face, looks like Lady Elaine Fairchild from Mr. Rogers that you said.
I did.
He's still,
to me, he looks like 12 years old with the pizza face.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you look 12 and 50 at the same time? But
he does have one of those faces where you can see the old man and the child at the same time.
Yes. Yeah,
it's definitely this is good now, though. We can do this is a panel. Okay, we've got three gay men here.
Like an STD panel.
I want to know
something I'm familiar with. Go ahead.
We're gonna do a fuck, marry, kill with the guys on the boat, y'all.
Oh my god, fun. Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, okay, we're doing this now. Lynn, I will let you. No, I'm gonna make Lynn go middle. Poodle, you go first.
Okay. You have to ask me three questions. Don't you know how this works?
Fuck, marry, kill. Who are you gonna of the guys on the boat?
No,
options.
You say
the options.
Do you not know how this works?
Yes, I did. Okay, Tony.
No,
Ross.
You have to offer three options, sweetie. You
and fuck,
you,
marry, kill. That's what I just said. Tony, Ross, or Ben.
Okay, that is the way you do it. Okay,
that's what I meant. I'm the straight guys. You just weren't with me.
No, usually
you've been on a plane. You had a drink.
Leon is laughing because
Leon gets it.
You fumbled that so badly.
No, I didn't at all.
Y'all, someone has never played that game.
You guys are both on point. You're just not on the same point.
Well, that's our show, Leon.
That's
that
our
is
show.
Consistently our show. So you said Ross, Tony, and
all the
Ben?
Straight men. Yeah.
I think. Oh, this is going to be controversial.
It won't be, Leon.
I'm going to fuck Ross. I can't believe it, but I'm going to wrap it up.
Wait, why is it controversial? Everyone wants to fuck Ross because he says he's a sex addict.
That's true, because I want to see it get wild. because I know Maddie's going to want to kill him. I want to fuck Ross. I want to marry Ben, and I'm sorry, Tony. I want to kill you. I don't know why. I kind of just want to kill you because I don't know. You bothered me the whole time, and no one should be getting up that early to exercise.
But look at that body, though.
I agree.
Well, Liam, but who would you say?
Strictly on the body, like, I'm thinking long term. So I'm like, who am I going to fuck every night? So if I'm like, I'm going to be on a straddling someone, I want to straddle Tony. You know what I mean? Like, get up at 4:30 a.m. I'm going to still be sleeping. So I don't give a fuck. Go ahead, get up. Just don't fucking wake me up and we're good. So like, I think I'm going to have to marry Tony. I'm going to have to shag Ross because I need to see what this is all about, Pizza Boy. Yep. Yep. And then I'm going to kill Ben because he had sex with Camille.
And her magic pussy. And her pussy, right? when her legs opened, it was like the Willy Wonka the chocolate factory for the first time.
And you got a whiff of Boof Clicquot.
Do, do, do. Ooh, that's a pungent one.
Yeah. Boat champagne pussy.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but none of us agreed. Yeah, we didn't agree totally. I would kill Tony, actually, because he's just so fucking boring. He's just boring. He's just, I couldn't be. And I would fuck Ben and marry Ross.
You would marry Ross?
Why would you marry Ross?
We just had thunder here in Los Angeles.
And lightning. But I would knock on Ross's wood.
Well, we all would, but not every day.
No, yeah. Because I feel like I want to have a day where I just wake up and not know where I'm going. It's a eat, pray, love every
but
day.
Every day?
Yes.
Every single day?
Crap. Yeah, he's going to cheat on me. Yeah, our marriage is good. But as long as I know that he's not going to be around and I can kind of do what I want, it's like an open marriage.
I'm thinking with Tony.
Because he's on boats. It'll be an open marriage.
Yeah. Well, and we'll go somewhere new every week.
It'll definitely be an open marriage for him.
Now, absolutely. I'm definitely going to have a Z-Pack drip just all the time.
Oof, boy.
Oh, my God. Wait, who was he dating? Remember, he was dating that other girl from the
Low
Deck.
What was her name?
Dark-haired girl.
Catherine? Was it Catherine? Who was it? What was her name? People are screaming. People scream at us. When we can't come up with names, we go, who is that? Or we get it wrong and we sound like two old ladies.
We do.
Who is that?
I know, I'm like sitting here thinking.
Who is that on that show?
Who was that?
I will say, if Maddie had his own show, he would just say, oh, you know that, what's his name? And no one would have a name.
they catch on. All right. Anybody else have a tea bag? Any other tea bags?
I think I have one more little thing. And that was, I think Fraser was the success story of the season. And I think because he's now, I think he's settled in the franchise. I would not be surprised if we saw him on the OG Below Deck again. He's in. I don't think
he was a huge star at BravoCon.
Yeah, yeah. He's going nowhere near Sandy. Pretty sure of that. I can't imagine they would do that.
What?
Like, Sandy. I don't think they'll pair him with Sandy again.
Oh, no. They really don't like each other. Like, what I said earlier about them, they probably still don't like each other.
No.
But even though Fraser's like, I respect her, blah, blah, blah. He's like, respectfully, I don't want to work with her again.
Yeah. No, she's like, yeah, I like a chief stew with a little more boob on her.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does. Like a tight butt. Why don't you like her walking away?
I think he was a success story.
It was the success story of the season, yeah.
And you know what? Even though Alyssa was terrible, she is beautiful. She
and that's all that matters, really.
That was she's horrible, but she's gorgeous. I do that too.
She is gorgeous. Like, she needs to do an OnlyFans. Like,
that's true.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, bitch, do an OnlyFans.
Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live? It was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever seen in my life.
You know what? Some people just do not know how to not shoot themselves in the foot. But like, Brandy Glanville, I'm like, you guys are all cut from the same motherfucking cloth.
She looks really pretty doing it.
You.
Yeah. Brandy Glanville, I will say, was amazing on The Traitors because she was just pulling her normal shit.
Oh, she was so good on the Traitors, and I was so pissed when they X'd her off. But like Alyssa was just being unlikable on Watch What Happens Live. Like, when you go on Watch What Happens Live, you should have thrown it all away and been like, I know I was terrible. I apologize.
Right?
Love me, America. I'm so sorry, Andy. Like, I was being a bad girl, but you know what? And tagline, enter here. Like, she could have really played her cards right. But instead,
thank you for saying that.
Like, she just, you know what? Pride and ego will always be the downfall of those kind of people. They just cannot put their pride and ego aside. And it's like, just show some vulnerability. You don't have to be a bad bitch all the time.
This is words of wisdom from Leon.
And I'm the most terrible usually.
From Leon, surname, first Christian name, Hollywood.
Hollywood Leon. Y'all, that's all I have. Do y'all have any more things
that's
to say?
That's all I've got.
Leon, yeah. Anything else?
I'm going to get shit-faced after a long flight.
I want to say, Tony, I'm sure it was the edit. I'm sure you're more fun than what we saw. He's a Latino boy. I'm sure there's some power in that thrust somewhere, but we didn't get to see any of it. So it is what it is, boo-boo.
Maybe somewhere on a cruise in, I don't know, in a port in Portugal, you'll meet him and get to ride him like the stallion you want to.
And y'all can adopt a stray cat together.
I'm down.
Everyone is terrible. Hollywood Leon, thank you so much for jumping on
the show. Thank you for coming on our show,
Leon.
Thank you for having me, boys. So much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Have me on so we can actually get both of us destroyed.
Absolutely, please. Whatever you want to watch or jump on the bandwagon again.
Perfect.
And we'll cover it.
I'll get an email from Patreon. Yeah, we had to close your account because of that episode you did. I'm like, what episode?
I said something about some Polish white supremacist group or something.
Yes, oh, God. Yeah.
I will say we are covering something called Seeking Brother Husband, Leon. So if you want to talk about it.
Seeking Brother Husband. What is TLC?
It's a TLC.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a TLC joint.
Why isn't TLC paying you guys already and just like taking you guys in?
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, you guys give so much love to the, you know what? You know who you guys are? You guys are the lady, and Big Ed is TLC, and the meme is like, I like the view. You do? You're my best view.
Oh. We are, Rose. Oh my God.
And TLC is Big Ed.
That is so, that's the most accurate representation of who we are. And I need to go shower.
I've been, in fact,
I need to rethink every single choice I've made in the last 3 years.
On that note, Leon, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, my God. Guys, if you got even just an ounce of something good out of that, please come follow me. Hollywood Leon, the podcast is called Everyone is Terrible. The Instagram is Everyone is Terrible Pod. We talk about all the terrible things and people we see on TV. It's fabulous. It's fun. It's tongue in cheek. It's just enough, but not enough to feel guilty the next morning. It's just enough. So come over and play in our playground. It's fun.
Okay. You sold yourself much better than we ever did.
Leon is actually a professional. We're not. He's really like...
I'm like embarrassed now because we're Big Ed's girlfriend.
Well, we are. We are Big Ed's. I will say this to sissies. Leon is probably... Y'all sissies all the time say, oh, Jake and Maddie work so hard, and we do work hard, but I have to say Leon is one of the busiest hustlers I've ever seen. And even though you're a snarky bitch, you're also one of the sweetest people I've known in this business.
Thank you.
He has a schnauzer, so I have to love him.
I do and I love you, Maddie.
Fucking schnauzers.
We love you. You loved my schnauzer too. You practically raised her.
She was weak.
You cried when she died.
Jake, oh my God.
She was weak from the day I met her.
Leon, our poor Instagram, because I forget what our Instagram account I'm under, either Reality Guys or mine.
It's so just hot guys and schnauzers. That is our suggestions. And I'm like, and I'll just occasionally text him. I'm like, you need to stop following from the Reality Guys because it's just schnauzers and like, guys.
And the guy from the black guy from British Baking, the British Bake Off.
Yes. Sandro.
He's so hot.
That I'm like, fucker. That's Matt's husband right there.
Oh,
that fucker.
Future hubby.
Speak that into existence, please. All right, everybody. You know the drill. Go to realitygaze.com. You know where to find it. You know where to find us. Forget us. We're fucking Big Ed's girlfriend. Go follow Hollywood Leon. That everyone is terrible.
Just gumming that TLC dick.
All right, y'all.
Let it go, TLC. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.